Praise the Lord. It's good to come to you today, and we hope we find you well and blessed and ready for the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anoint thy word this day. Send forth thy anointing. Break the yoke, set the captive free. Let thou full anointing fall upon your word, upon my lips, and as I speak the Word of God today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to teach on a thought today. God will be there. And we think of all the things in the Word of God and all the times that God was there. We take the Word of God and we look all the way back through the Scriptures, and we find there at the Red Sea, God parted the waters. At the Jordan River, He parted the waters. Walls of Jericho, they came tumbling down. He was there for the people. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, He was there in the fiery furnace for them. Daniel in the lion's den, He was there for Daniel. And throughout the Word of God, we could continue on and on and on with all the times that God was there. And He's been there for me every time that I've needed Him, and just in the wee hours of the night, and just in time. I've written the song and recorded the song several years back called Just in Time. And the mighty hand of God, He's going to move. Yes, just in time, God will be there. Now, let's go to the Scriptures and scotch our thought for the day. In Hebrews in 13th chapter in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a promise of His word. Let's go to the Gospel of St. John, and let's look in the 14th chapter at verse 16 through verse 18. Now it begins to read like this, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, and He dwell with you and shall be in you. That's the promise of the New Testament saints. He will be in us. Old Testament saints, the Spirit of God moved upon them. New Testament saints, the Spirit of God moves within. We are accessed to the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. And this is not being preached in most churches. Most Pentecostal churches are not preaching this. And it's a disgrace, but that's the fact. We need to tell people they can have the Holy Ghost in them. He won't leave them. He won't forsake them. He'll be there for them. And then in verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. This is the promise of the word. He will fulfill it. And if you'll seek His face, He'll fill you with His Spirit. On the thought, God will be there. He'll be there for you, according to the promises word. Now, we're going to go to the book of Joshua, and we're going to go in chapter 1 and verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This is the promise He made to Joshua. And all the Word of God is written for an ensample and an example, that those that read it, we can be confident what God done for one, He'll do for the other. The Bible said He is no respecter of persons. So He was there for Joshua. He was there for many, many of these Old Testament prophets and saints, and He will be there for you. And that is the promise, His word. And He's a God that cannot lie. And I thank God for that. Then in 1 Samuel, in chapter 12, and in verse 22, for the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you His people. And that's the promise also of the word. He will not forsake His people. There again, the Jew was the chosen people, and He will not forsake them. He will return back to them. That's the promise of the word. We were grafted in contrary to nature. He accepted us as a Gentile. Now, if he grafted us in contrary to nature, how much more will he bring back in the Jew that was of his chosen people to start with? The word of God allows us to know, in that day there shall be one fold. That has been misunderstood, and I've heard organization preach it that their church was the fold and all the other organizations will come into them. And that's a lie. That's not the word of God. What God was talking about, the Jew, the chosen people, and he's going to bring all back in to one fold. And when this thing winds up, there'll be no difference between the Jew, the Greek, the Gentile. There'll be no difference. We'll be all children of God. And he said he will not forsake his people. It's a great pleasure to him that he will not forsake his people. Now we go into 1 Kings in the 6th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 11 through verse 14. And the word of the Lord came unto Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep my commandments to walk in them, then I will perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father. Verse 13. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake my people Israel. Verse 14. So Solomon built the house and finished it. Here was in the building of the temple. This was what he said to Solomon. And also he brought in an understanding of his people that he would not forsake his people. So there again, we substantiate the fact God will be there for his people. In 2 Chronicles in the 15th chapter in verse 2, we find these readings. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. There's only one way we're going to lose out with the Lord. That's if we turn our back on him. And that is a process of also he will convict us. He will chastise us. He will work with us. The Bible said he's married unto a backslider. He's not just going to walk away and freely just throw up his hands on you. It's only after you have made your decision that you no longer want his grace, no longer want his anointing, no longer want his spirit, and you're going to be a miserable person. And you're going to be full of all kind of problems. The way of a transgressor is hard. So I encourage you today, he won't forsake you, so you don't forsake him. He'll be there for you. Now we're going to go to Psalms, the 37th chapter, and we're going to pick up in verse 23 and cover down through verse 29. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now, I like verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will take care of us. He will supply our needs according to the word of God by his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We can call upon him in the name of the Lord, and he will move in our behalf. He will satisfy us. He will supply all of our needs. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, even to that point he has said. So here it plainly says, the righteous, Zama said he'd been young, he'd been old. We've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed to beg bread. Then in verse 26, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. I'm glad I'm of the righteous seed, born of the righteous seed. And if you're born of the righteous seed, he will not forsake you. But the wicked is going to be cut off. And look at verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. That's a promise. Heaven is coming down. People say, well, we're going to heaven. Yes, for the marriage supper of the Lamb, we are. Then, according to Revelation, the 19th chapter, we're returning back. We're coming back. And as we come back to be with the Lord for that thousand-year reign, the millennial, old Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then, and we will be here and rule and reign with him. Then the Bible tells us, you know, the final battle will be fought, and old Satan will be loose for a while, and he'll go back and try to make war, and the Lord, the next time, will put him in the bottomless pit. And then that new city of New Jerusalem, it's going to come down from heaven, and we're going to inherit heaven as it comes down to us. Earth will be parked right outside of the heaven, as we'll see it in the Word of God. And earth will be renovated. All the elements of man will be burned up with a fervent heat. And God will renovate this thing and do away with all that sin has done, all that man has done, and restore it back to that perfect garden. And we'll go in and out of the city of New Jerusalem, that city of four square. That's the promise of the Word. God has made provisions for you and I, and God will be there. Now we want to go into Isaiah. Isaiah in the 41st book of Isaiah, Isaiah 41, and in verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Praise God for the comfort of that word. Again, he will be there for you. Then in same chapter, chapter 41, over in verse 17 and verse 18, "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord of Israel, will not forsake them." Then verse 18, "I will open rivers in the high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." There again, God will not forsake his people. He will be there just as he was as I started this teaching, and I explained he was there for the children of Israel. He was there for them every time they needed him. Stood at the river, stood at the seas. He had them in the points of the midst of the fire furnace, in the lion's den, and all these things. God was there for them, and he'll be there for you if you'll just call upon his name. God will be there. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to teach thy word. Now, Lord, as the word is taught today and as it goes forth, let it settle on the ears, the hearts, the souls, and the spirit of those that might receive it. As this teaching goes into all the areas in our home state, goes down into the Carolinas, and it goes to every state within this nation, and as it goes across the waters unto the foreign countries and foreign soil, Lord, let it change lives. Let people be enriched by the Word of God. Let them grasp the truth and the message from the Word of God. That God, you'll never leave them, never forsake them. You'll be there for them, and you'll supply their needs. As the psalmist did say, he had been old, he'd been young, he'd been old, never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed to beg bread. Lord, in the name of Jesus, confirm your word and those that will receive it. Let it go forth with an anointing. Change lives. Heal those that need healing. Give financial miracles. Give jobs. Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to supply the needs of those that call upon you. Now, Lord, we ask all this and believe it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. For that's the only name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. And God, we claim that in Jesus' name. And Lord, let your people know that you'll be there for them. God bless now is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.